polls show that the people of Puerto Rico do not wish to be the 51st state in the Union, in spite of much USA effort to make them so. The Navy has control this area, the small island, which it confiscated from the people under emergency war measures just after World War II, or just during World War II, and they maintained it thereafter. Approximately 14,000 people were driven from their own land and homes with only 24 hours notice and no compensation for their homes or property. This is the way USA regards people of color, and it has not changed. No window dressing makes any change. This is what's happening presently in Puerto Rico, and they're trying to regain their territory, but they were, of course, all arrested. Mozambique has still not been engaged in war, as they are being, as you know, pushed on every side by the Union of South Africa. They've been attacked, bombed, and bombed by the fascist Rhodesian interim regime of Ian Smith. Now that the U.S. Senate and Congress has lifted the ban and shown the true colors of the USA to be in support of not only racism, but genocide, the apartheid system of separatism in Rhodesia and South Africa. Mozambique was one of the model Marxist countries of the world. Mozambique had much to celebrate on the 25th of last month when it marked the third anniversary of its independence and the 16th anniversary of Frelimo, the movement that won that independence under Marxist-Leninist revolutionary standard. The celebrations followed a year of major political, social, and economic developments which have consolidated people's power and strengthened Mozambique's links with the world's anti-imperialist forces. It was a year in which elections were held under universal adult suffrage for the first time in the country's history. This resulted in the creation of more than 1,000 assemblies at all levels, from national to local. Nearly 27,000 deputies were elected freely in a Marxist democracy to these assemblies through a process in which each candidate was collectively evaluated by the voters in factory and village meetings. The third year of independence was also the year in which the process of transforming Frelimo into a Marxist-Leninist party began in earnest. A campaign to structure the Frelimo party, founded in February 1977, was launched 5 months ago. New members are being admitted to the party after discussion of their candidacy in meetings totally democratic with fellow workers and peasants. By September, it is expected that tens of thousands of new members will have been admitted to the party. And this is what's threatening the imperialist. They need an excuse to enter into Rhodesia. They're trying to provoke Mozambique to fight back, after having some 36 of its villages and communities destroyed by U.S. bombing and Union of South Africa bombing in the last week. We shall stand resolute with Mozambique. We're glad to tell you that in that area, both China and the Soviet Union have proudly stood together, at least in an international effort. Both are giving aid to that beleaguered Mozambique government. Mozambique, only 3 years in existence, had full socialization of medicine, under which all medical assistance became free. Another aspect of that law was the establishment of health centers in clearly defined zones of the countries, bigger towns to every village, providing preventative as well as curative services. Preventative health care continues to be a priority, and in February a new vaccination campaign began against whooping cough, tetanus, and diphtheria, which was completed for all of the population of Mozambique within just 65 days. A campaign against smallpox, measles, and tuberculosis began in 1976 and was completed this year. That is how Marxist-Leninism progresses. That is the clear evidence of the evolutionary advancement of socialism and communism as a superior system to that of capitalism. In education, there have been big increases in the number of students in both primary, secondary, and college level. And major literacy campaign aimed at and succeeded in teaching 100,000 people to read and write in just 6 months. These important steps were taken in just the third year of independence of Mozambique. Its ties of friendship with the non-aligned countries, China, Communist China, and the Soviet Union, its natural alliance with the socialist countries, thus President Samora Machel made state visits to his supporting nations of Guyana, Jamaica, Cuba, in October to Nigeria, in December to the People's Democratic Republic of Korea, to Mongolia, China, and Hungary, and in late May to the Soviet Union. The Mozambican president also addressed the United Nations General Assembly in October of last year, spelling out Mozambique's position on a wide range of international questions with special reference to the situation in southern Africa. Mozambique has clearly called for the elimination of the white racist regime in Union of South Africa and the illegal regime of Ian Smith. It has given refuge to the many families fleeing from the vicious white military of Rhodesia, and those families were bombed into oblivion by our tax dollars, even with our pilots and U.S. planes, as the Congress of the United States and Senate openly lifts the ban against arms, and even before it had done so legally, began to use emergency contingency funds to help Ian Smith. When they saw that he could not win on his own merit illegally and by all of his own devious methods, secret police tactics, USA clearly showed that it opposes the will of the African people and the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front under the brave leadership of Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninist, and Joshua N. Nkoma, nationalist, who is now in Jamaica, that represent 97% of Rhodesia and the Zimbabwean people. What clear proof do you need that USA is imperialist, that USA is bent on genocide to protect the chromium and the chrome and the cobalt that its economy must have to be self-sufficient, to exploit the rest of the world? The UN Security Council had called on all states to help Mozambique strengthen its defense capability and overcome economic losses caused by Rhodesia's repeated military attacks, aerial attacks inside its borders. Even the UN Security Council had admitted this. But U.S., in the face of this, has gone in defiance of the entire nations of the world, even benevolent capitalist and social democracies, and given military support and actual military involvement in the Rhodesian attacks against Mozambique, and give $1 billion of our tax dollars to the Union of South Africa so that it too can attack from both sides. Even Sweden, as well as Soviet Union, and now Radio Peking, state that they're only looking for an excuse by these provocative acts against Mozambique to get Mozambique to strike back, so that there will be an excuse to send in the North Atlantic Treaty Organization nations, or the puppet lackeys of U.S. imperialism, so that they can militarily protect the chrome and cobalt for the lusty capitalists that want to possess the world, and still do possess 66% of the property of the world, while well near two-thirds of the majority of the peoples of the earth have chosen socialism as their way of life. In the face of international condemnation, however, the illegal Rhodesian regime has continued its aggression backed by U.S. imperialism against Mozambique. More than 800 people died in an attack on a Zimbabwean refugee transit camp near Chimola last year. And on the eve of independence celebrations in June, Mozambique was once again attacked and has been attacked every day since by the racist forces. These Rhodesian attacks and a series of natural disasters such as the Zambezi, Zambezi Valley floods in the spring of this year have taken a heavy toll in human and material losses in the last year. But China has been rushing in aid so is the Soviet Union, even the social democracy of Sweden. We're glad to see an international effort there. The USSR said on Radio Moscow last evening that it will not stand by and allow Mozambique to fall, nor will it allow the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front to be destroyed. But these experiences and all Frelimo's struggles, the Marxist-Leninist struggles in Mozambique over the past 16 years, whether against nature or imperialism, serve, the party says, as lessons for the great task ahead, the creation of the new person and the building of international socialism. Thus ends the news for this moment of time. Commentary, reading of the news. Remember that we should know these things that I gave today, but this is bonus. Bonus for those that have interest. There is nothing that I gave that is required, but I would think that all should try to know the news, and it should be put on the blackboard for all to at least digest and capsulize. For testing tonight in socialist classes, remember, you must know the commentary on the Bakke decision, the commentary on the horrible TV documentary to whip up racist violence called Youth Crime by EBC TV, the commentary on Guyana's position against imperialism, the Prime Minister's speech on cleaning the house again of corruption, and the advance news that I gave you that the Prime Minister will be bringing charges against one of his own cabinet members. That is not now a matter of public record yet. Also, the position of Guyana against imperialism and for the reunification of Korea, that is all essential. And the synopsis of the news given on Tuesday, the last part, the very last part of the People's Rally on Tuesday. That is required for any testing that will be given tonight. Socialist classes will meet at the ordinary hour of 7:30. Let's have a good work day, good production. We have great concern that we have the blood of people on our hands because we have nearly 200 people who are political prisoners in jails. Who, through Dr. Moore, who is here, Methodist superintendent, Nevada, pastor of the largest, most prestigious Methodist congregation in Nevada now, and through other agencies, including the San Francisco Council of Churches and those who just witnessed on their own, standing in line, wanting to come to this land of opportunity and blessing. So you that are here appreciate it. Quit complaining about it, and don't look back. Because if you do, you're not looking back for proper motivation. Don't look back to the Sodom and Gomorrah that you've come out of. There is no need, and I cannot accept at this time anyone going back to the United States who is asking me to go. Only one has done so. We cannot see any purpose of you going back there to help. You must analyze your motive, look at your motives, and see why do you want to go back. There's nothing back there. So let's look forward. Until we see the plight of our people, the criminal indictments that could come down and conspiracy on all of our people in a fascist atmosphere, please, all newcomers, listen to the news intensely. Perhaps you've not been noticing what's been happening around you. I know Jesse McNeil and Nina Downs, they observed what was happening. They told of how everything I predicted was coming to pass, the horrors of it all. So let's look at ourselves and know what we're doing. When our people are safe, then people can do what they wish. We say now, let us stay in this land of promise. Let's build here. Then maybe someday, some of you can do revolutionary things in other parts of the world. But if you're truly a revolution, you're truly revolutionary, you're revolutionized, you will do one thing now. Build a safe community.